that tendency that we have to say that if something is physical or external to us, it must be the law. It can't be God's grace. If there's some activity that brings God's grace or salvation, it must be works righteousness. And I think this is the major hang-up that a lot of non-Lutherans have with the Lutheran understanding of the sacraments, both baptism and the Lord's Supper. They see people doing stuff. The pastor's up there handing out the bread and the wine. The people are going forward. They're receiving it. They're eating it. They're doing something. And if that doing of something is connected with salvation, they say, no, no, by grace you're saved through faith, not by works. And that looks an awful lot like a work to me. And if people are thinking that, I just want to suggest, first of all, that we look very carefully at the words of Jesus. He says, take the cup of the New Testament, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. So it's Jesus himself who connects the forgiveness of sins with the taking and the drinking of the cup of the blood of the New Testament. So that Jesus is saying that in receiving this, you're receiving the forgiveness of sins. It's Jesus who connects the promise of the forgiveness of sins to the act of baptism and the washing that happens there. So that the reason why we say that the Lord's Supper forgives sins, that baptism forgives sins, that absolution forgives sins, is because Jesus promised that those things forgive sins.